Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's the 15th of June 2026. I want to talk today about how both confidence and results come from repetition. And I guess the easiest way to look at this is to use the gym analogy. So my girlfriend's 16-year-old son wants to be a professional basketball player. He's certainly tall enough. I'm 5'7". In fact, the number one comment I get when I meet people in real life that I've, you know, met on Zooms and Teams calls is, "Oh, Paul, you look a lot shorter than I thought you'd be," because I'm 5'7". I mean, it's the same height as Tom Cruise, which is kind of baffling for me, but there we go. People always say Tom Cruise is short, but he's not. He's my height, so that's normal, right? Anyway. My girlfriend's son is so much taller. He's like, well, 6 foot something. So he's really tall. And in order to become a professional basketball player, he's got to build muscle, right? So he goes to the gym a lot, which is great. He's very focused on this goal, which is exactly what you want. And I've noticed that, you know, the results are starting to come for him. So he's starting to put some muscle on and he's starting to do it. And it's all coming from repetition. And now, I'm not a gym goer. I've joined many gyms over the years, and maybe you've done the same, but I've never really gone to gyms over the years. I've kind of gone 3 or 4 times, but I've never got into it. And partly is because of boredom. Because actually going and doing the same exercise all of the time at the same gym, I just find very, very boring. That's why I like running and walking, because you get to see different things and you can vary it a little bit. But my girlfriend's son is finding that the results he's getting from the gym are coming from repetition, right? So he's got literally, if he's lifting the weights and he does it 100, 200 times or whatever he does, and it is something like that as well, then if he does that 3-4 days a week and he does that every single week, then over a number of weeks, he's starting to see the results. So he's getting the results from the repetition. And that's actually giving him confidence. So the more this goes on, this is almost like, this must be the hardest thing for gyms, is to get over those first few weeks where people don't see results in the first few weeks, so they don't keep coming. Once you start seeing results, you keep doing it. And do you know what is cool? And I realized this yesterday when thinking about this recording. It's exactly the same with marketing. The more you repeat something, not only do you get better results, but also you are more confident about it as well, because the process of repetition makes you more confident. So if you're kind of feeling not particularly confident about your marketing, just ask yourself right now, what kind of repetition are you doing? What kind of, you know, how often are you doing it? We talk a lot in the MSP Marketing Edge about systems and putting in place systems so your marketing happens day in, day out, whether you personally are there or not. This is a really important thing. You as the owner shouldn't be doing all of the marketing. You should do it once or twice to set it up as a system so other people can do it for you. And then the point is that it's repetitive. All good marketing is repetitive. I say this as, what's this? This is episode 113 of my Monday Motivation. So I've done this for 113 weeks in a row. And if I'm off on like a holiday or a vacation, I'll just double up the week before. My podcast, I've just recorded just before this, my 350th episode. That's 350 weeks since November 2019, where I've done a podcast. It's the same with my LinkedIn newsletter, the same with my content, everything. And I do all of this repetition. I don't enjoy it. I don't not enjoy it, but I know it's important, right? I know that virtually all of our members that have joined the MSP Marketing Edge have in some way been influenced by the podcast. Either it's how they heard about us, or it's how they built up some trust with us, or just got to know me, or whatever is the case. So that drives me forward on a regular basis to do something like that. Confidence and results come from repetition. How, and this is the question, how can you improve the repetition in your MSP? Now, don't forget, we are always here to help you with that. We have the members-only Facebook group. That's a great place to ask a follow-up question about this Monday Motivation, or you can just reach out to my team or just email me, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. Right, a couple of other things to tell you. First of all, new content came out last week. So we do new content on the 10th of every month. So last Wednesday, you had all the new content appeared. That's for both our B2B members and our co-managed members. They're in the portal right now. And also, don't forget Tactical Tuesdays. It started last week. The first one last week, we talked about using AI in your marketing. And tomorrow's session is, if you haven't got enough leads, is how to fill an empty pipeline. And just an idea of how Tactical Tuesdays works, it's on Teams, it's a live group call, it's not one of those where I present at you. Right from the beginning, it's an interactive conversation. So I've got sort of some notes of things I want to talk about on the subject, but it's very much a two-way thing. You can jump in with a question, you can interrupt me, it's a conversation. And then that conversation goes into a general group discussion, which doesn't have to be about that subject. It can be about any subject at all, as long as it's marketing and growing your business. And we have a little clock on screen as well, just so that it doesn't go on for more than an hour. I think an hour is a maximum time for any kind of call. So the details of that in the portal, if you go to, just go into the portal and in the navigation, you'll see Tactical Tuesdays as its own item. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.